This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin price still not at max pain. I'll be sharing the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, including crypto analyst Credible Crypto. Next big move is up. Typically, prior to these major moves and after capitulation, we see a period of low volatility before the next big move begins. And Crypto Capo shares this chart, which shows you Bitcoin tapping the $14,000 to $16,000 target before rising back up above $23,000. I'll also be sharing the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. And this just in, breaking news, inflation hits 83% in Turkey, a new 24-year high. Meanwhile, Bitcoin hash rate hits a new all-time high, as well as NYDIG just raised $720 million from institutions to buy Bitcoin, as well as SEC charges Kim Kardashian $1.26 million after failing to disclose a $250,000 crypto token promotion for Ethereum Max, while Samson Mao reiterates his $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction for this year, and Max Kaiser says that $220,000 is still in play for 2022. Also in today's show, Robert Kiyosaki calls Bitcoin a buying opportunity as the U.S. dollar surges. Quoting him here, buying opportunity, if the Fed continues raising interest rates, the United States dollar will get stronger, causing gold, silver, and Bitcoin prices to go lower. Buy more. When Fed pivots and drops interest rates as England just did, you will smile while others cry. Also in today's show, billionaire Shamath P forecasts major market shift after correctly calling the 2022 market crash. Quoting him here, we could be 3 to 5% from the lows, but we are more near lows than the highs. Also in today's show, crypto analyst warns Bitcoin could witness massive devaluation as equities markets print fresh 2022 lows. That's right. Cantor and Clark says Bitcoin could witness a drop of nearly 40% from its current levels if the S&P 500 continues its bearish streak. And he goes on to share his $12,000 to $13,000 Bitcoin price floor target. Also in today's show, analyst says Bitcoin is angling for six-digit rally next year. Quoting Credible Crypto, I'm expecting at least $100,000, not $300,000 plus, likely somewhere around $150,000-ish. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and welcome to podcast episode number 1063 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Number one, spot price avoids multi-year low weekly close. That's right, despite the bearish mood, Bitcoin's weekly close could have been worse. Just above 19,000, Bitcoin managed to add a modest $250 to last week's closing price, according to data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView, which you can see here in the one-week candle chart.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
That prior close had nonetheless been the lowest since November of 2020 on the weekly timeframes, and as such, traders continue to fear that the worst is yet to come. Quoting Crypto Tony, the bears remained in full swing last night during the Asian, while the bulls failed to give us any good rallies to work off on. ISM PMI data coming in today, so this is something to keep an eye on. This is the Purchasing Managers Index 100. Now, others agreed with a summary that concluded Bitcoin was in a low volatility zone, which would necessitate a breakout sooner or later. All that was left to decide on is the direction. Quoting Credible Crypto, next big move is up. Typically, prior to these major moves and after capitulation, we see a period of low volatility before the next big move begins. And quoting Dr. Profit Crypto, don't count your chicken before they hatch. Weekly chart, Bitcoin shows a massive increased volume since the beginning of the third quarter, plus weekly bullish divergence on one of the most reliable timeframes. Bitcoin price increase is just a matter of time, but not everyone eyed an impending comeback. In predictions over the weekend, we had crypto trader Crypto Capo, who gave an area between 14 to 16,000 as a longer term target. As he shares here in this chart, you can see his main target between 14 to 16,000 before bouncing back up to above 23K. And Profit Blue chimes in, if this was the real bottom, Bitcoin should be trading close to 25 to 26,000 by now. Now for the second factor to keep your eyes out on this week at the Bitcoin market, Credit Suisse unnerves as a dollar strength goes nowhere. That's right, beyond crypto, attention is around the fate of major global banks, in particular Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank. Worries over liquidity resulted in emergency public reassurances from the CEO of the former, with executives reportedly spending the weekend calming major investors. Bank failures are a sore spot for underwater hodlers. It was government bailouts of lenders in 2008, which originally spawned Bitcoin's creation. That's right, with history increasingly looking to rhyme nearly 15 years later, the Credit Suisse saga is not going unnoticed. As Mark Jeffrey shares here, we can't see inside C5 firm Credit Suisse, just like we could not see inside the C5 firm Celsius, Three Arrows Capital, etc. But if Credit Suisse were a DeFi smart contract, it would be in a state of perpetual audit. Everyone would know everything always. That's DeFi. And for Samson Mao, CEO of Bitcoin startup, Jan3, the current environment could yet give Bitcoin its time to shine in a crisis instead of staying correlated to other risk assets. Quoting him here, Bitcoin price is already pushed down to the limit, well below the 200-week moving average. We had contagion from UST, Three Arrows Capital, and leverage flushed already. Bitcoin is massively shorted as a hedge. Even if Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank collapse and trigger a financial crisis, can't see us going much lower. Now for our third factor, and that's miner revenue measure nears all-time low. That's right, with the Bitcoin price suppression grinding on, it is less than surprising to see miners struggle to maintain profitability. Quoting on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire, Bitcoin miner revenue per terahash on the edge of all-time lows. Margin squeeze.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And as Alex Kruger shares here, Bitcoin hash rate hitting all-time highs while price goes down is a recipe for disaster rather than a cause for celebration. And that's precisely what just happened. The Bitcoin hash rate hit yet another all-time high. As miner profitability gets squeezed, odds of another round of miner capitulation increase in the event of a down move, but hopium never dies. Now for the fourth factor, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust discount hits new all-time low. That's right, echoing the institutional exodus from Bitcoin exposure this year, the space's largest institutional investment vehicle has never been such a bargain. GBTC, which is in good times traded far above the Bitcoin spot price, is now being offered at its biggest ever discount to Bitcoin /USD. Check this out. According to data from CoinGlass on September 30th, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust premium, now in fact a discount, hit negative 36.38%, implying a Bitcoin price of just $11,330. Now, the premium has now been negative since February of 2021, and analyzing the data, venture founder, a contributor to on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant, described the GBTC drop as absolutely wild. Quoting him here, GBTC is now trading at all-time low, negative 36.2% discount to BTC. $19,000 spot Bitcoin means the implied Bitcoin price for Bitcoin held by GBTC is $12,100, yet still no sign of GBTC discount bottoming or reversing. Institutions are not even biting for 12,000 Bitcoin locked for 6 months. Now for the fifth factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market, and that's charting Bitcoin's max pain scenario. Quoting on-chain analyst Willy Wu, this is one way of visualizing maximum pain, and he shares this chart of the Bitcoin supply underwater. Past cycles bottomed when approximately 60% of the coins traded below their purchase price. Will we hit this again? I don't know. The structure of this current market this time around is very different. Inside baseball, it used to be OGs would dump their coins into the bear market. You see this in the red zones. If this cycle we aren't seeing any of the historic selling, it could be that they are hedging on futures, and the OGs this time around are hedge funds from 2020. And checking out a recent update from Plan B, my first Bitcoin investment was in 2015 at $400, which you can see here in the yellow circle. Most people said Bitcoin was dead. My second investment was in 2018 at $4,000 when I published the Stock the Flow model. Most people said Bitcoin was dead. And my third investment is now at $20,000. Most people say Bitcoin is dead. And before I break down next story of the day, Robert Kiyosaki calls Bitcoin a buying opportunity as the US dollar surges. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, many of the major cryptos are barely in the green for today. Bitcoin up 0.1%, trading at around $19,200. We have Ether up 0.3%, trading just above $1,300, while Binance Coin, Avalanche, Solana, and Polkadot are all barely in the green, while XRP, Cardano, and Dogecoin all breaking down and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Robert Kiyosaki, businessman and best-selling author of Rich Dad Poor Dad, has called Bitcoin, silver, and gold a buying opportunity amid the strengthening U.S. dollar and continued interest rate hikes.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
In an October 2nd Twitter post to his 2.1 million followers, the author noted that the prices of the three commodities, sometimes referred to as safe haven assets, will continue getting lower as the U.S. dollar strengthens, proving its worth once the Fed pivots and drops interest rates. Quoting Rich Dad here, buying opportunity. If the Fed continues raising interest rates, U.S. dollar will get stronger, causing gold, silver, and Bitcoin prices to go lower. Buy more. When Fed pivots and drops interest rates, as England just did, you will smile while others cry. Take care. And in a recent post, Kiyosaki predicted this pivot could happen as soon as January 2023, which would see the U.S. dollar crash in the same way as the recently collapsed British pound. Quoting him here, will the U.S. dollar follow English pound sterling? I believe it will. I believe the U.S. dollar will crash by January 2023 after Fed pivots, said Kiyosaki, adding he will not be a victim of the effed Fed. Since as early as May 2020, Kiyosaki has been a proponent for asset classes that the Fed cannot directly manipulate, having once warned investors to get Bitcoin and save yourself following the Fed's immediate mass money printing episodes in response to the COVID pandemic. And in a September letter to his male subscribers, Kiyosaki stressed the need to invest in digital assets now in order to score outsized returns over the long term. As he shared here, it's not enough to want to get into crypto. Now is the time you need to get into crypto before the biggest economic crash in history. Now, the U.S. dollar has been gradually gaining strength over other major global currencies over the last year. I think global fiat currencies around the world are going to collapse into the U.S. dollar, which is the biggest fiat Ponzi of them all. And then eventually, the U.S. dollar will collapse into Bitcoin, the king crypto. And at the same time, the Fed's interest rate hike, along with a strengthening U.S. dollar, has coincided with a 55% drop in the crypto market cap over the last 12 months. And last month, hedge fund co-founder CK Zheng said he expected October to be a very volatile month for BTC. Quoting him here, October is a pretty volatile period of time, especially when combined with high inflation, with a lot of debate in terms of the Fed and policy change. The concern is that if the Fed tightens too much, the U.S. economy may actually go into a severe recession. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, billionaire Shalmath P forecast major market shift after correctly calling the 2022 market crash. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at around $929 billion with about $47 billion in volume. In the past 24 hours, the current Bitcoin dominance back on the rise at 39.7%, with the Ether dominance at 17%. 0.1%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Elrond leading the pack up 5%, trading at $49.77, followed by Maker up almost 5%, trading at around $792, followed by Uniswap up over 3%, trading at $6.44. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see Reserve Rights leading the pack up about 26%. We have MV up 20.1% and Quant up 16.1%.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 24 in extreme fear, the same as yesterday. Last week, a 21, and last month, a 21 in extreme fear. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Billionaire venture capitalist Shalmath P is predicting a big trend shift in the financial markets after nailing this year's collapse. In a new all-in podcast, the Social Capital CEO says he's changing his stance on the financial markets after correctly predicting the meltdown this year. In November of 2021, he issued a warning to investors after big names like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos started selling shares of their companies. This time around, the billionaire says that the markets are bottoming and consolidating, quoting him here, "This is the time, I think, to start nibbling and start getting ready to really rip the money in. I think there's enough signals every day that tell me that at least on the margin, it's time, because I think the markets do a reasonably good job digesting news and then pricing the forward reality. Today's price is everything we already know. So the real guess is what's about to happen in the future. From my perspective, I'm actually starting to get a little constructive here." The billionaire investor also says he is convinced that the Fed will intervene to stop the bleeding. As he shares here, "What market participants have always known for the last decade is that if things got very hairy, if there was uncertainty in the market, the Fed would, and they have consistently stepped in to create a buyer of last resort. So it always eliminated the last part of true supply, demand balance." And with that in mind, Shalmath P says he is willing to go out on a limb and say that the markets are a few percentage points away from the actual bottom. Quoting him here, "We could be 3-5% from the lows, but we are more near the lows than the highs. And by the way, we will also relive what we have empirically known to be true, and it's pretty well proven. The investments that one makes in this period will probably be the best for many, many years to come, because they have all the most asymmetric upside. That was true in 2008, 2009, and 2010. It was true in 2022, 2003, and 2004. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Bitcoin OG. And to watch this video he did, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto analyst warns Bitcoin can witness massive devaluation as equities markets prints fresh 2022 lows, as well as analyst says Bitcoin is angling for a six-digit rally next year. But first, I want to remind you to smash the show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1400 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. If you're not already subscribed, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications, Will Smith that like button, and drop a comment below. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A closely followed crypto strategist and trader is issuing a warning to Bitcoin hodlers that Bitcoin could witness a big capitulation event amid weakness in the stock market. Cantor and Clark tells his 146,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin could witness a drop of nearly 40% from the current levels if the S&P 500 continues its bearish streak. Quoting him here, "If the S&P 500 drops down to the next major region between 32 to 3400 points, I think the right assumption would be that crypto beta would be at least 2 to 3x that, which at a minimum means Bitcoin retests the ledge of the highest volume node of the last 5 years, so around $12,000 to $13,000. I know people will quote idiosyncratic strength recently, which strength has been notable, but as soon as the SPX starts pulling multi-sigma moves downward in a short time, all risk assets fall in line. Now on Friday, the S&P 500 closed at 3,585 points, 1.39% down its previous 2022 low of 3,636 points printed in June.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
And in the short term, Cantor and Clark says Bitcoin bulls could inspire some confidence if they manage to reclaim that critical $20,000 psychological price area, quoting him here. If we can break above these local highs, I think Bitcoin sees some momentum come in. A fellow Synonymous analyst Jack shares Cantor and Clark's outlook on BTC. According to Jack, Bitcoin will likely gather bullish momentum if it rallies above $20,000. Quoting him here, I can be a bear all I want, but if this jumps the creek, it's a damn fine setup to long and good reason to divorce the narrative and play the technicals instead. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with these crypto analysts. And now let's break down our final story of the day. A popular crypto analyst has predicted Bitcoin is on a bullish path to reach six figures in 2023. Known synonymously as Credible, the analyst made the prediction on his Twitter handle while addressing his over 300,000 followers. The recent bear market began in late 2021 with Bitcoin dropping over 60% from its previous high. However, Credible believes that the crypto giant is experiencing a correction period that'll see it rally up to six figures. Send it. And we know on the macro level right now, things aren't looking so great for the crypto market, but why is Credible bullish on Bitcoin's growth next year, specifically in 2023, the year before the halving? Well, let's break it down. Given the current market situation, some analysts believe that the market could get worse before getting better. However, Credible believes that we're about to go parabolic and hit $150,000 by next year. Quitting him here, momentum, which is why estimates must be within a range. It can vary. I'm expecting at least $100,000, not $300,000 plus, likely somewhere around $150,000-ish, but we'll know more as PA develops and the move actually starts. And to better understand his prediction, we must first look at this Elliott wave theory and these charts, which he recently shared. While we have gone lower than expected in terms of price, macro invalidation hasn't been hit at 14,000. And time-wise, we're still right on track for our fifth wave. Despite what it may seem, time-wise, wave four correction is proportional to the third wave, just as wave two was to the first wave. Someone responded, "What makes you think Bitcoin could actually pump so hard during this period of Earth? I am genuinely intrigued. Feels like people at this point are trying to prioritize not freezing in the winter." No, Incredible responded, "Heard almost exactly the same during the Novid crash in March. We went 20x. Soon after." He makes a great point, and he's referencing this tweet here. Back at 3,000 in the midst of the pandemic, when the narrative suggested a recovery was nowhere near, the charts, on the other hand, focus on the charts. They tell you what you need to know. What are your thoughts surrounding his $150,000 Bitcoin price prediction for next year in 2023? Let me know in the comments below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Chill wrote, "One of my favorite podcasts for sure. I enjoy listening while at work. Right to the point on the crypto news. No BS. Thank you for keeping me updated throughout my work week and weekend. Let's freaking go. BTFD fam, you got it. I appreciate the support." Our next featured comment comes from Stone Beauty. "Watch all your vids every single day. I think Bitcoin has to drop lower just because of who we got in the White House. I am assuming that this administration will make crypto and stocks rise right before election time to take credit for progressive economy. But I think Bitcoin is heading for $10,000 to $8,000. Thought this for a long time. Great show as always. I'll be buying that freaking dip. Let's freaking go. Keep stacking them stats. BTFD." And our third and final featured comment comes from eCoin. "Aloha JV. Pretty calm weekend for the King Crypto. Let's see what the weekly open has in store for us plebs. Have a good one. Cheer. One love, fam. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, simply drop a comment right down below. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button as hard as you can. Drop a comment below. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.